Rod's Pulse Podcast number 69, Interview, Illuminate Learning Suite, and more Kitaro.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back. That was a little teaser from Kitaro, a song called A Passage of Life, and that's from Domo Records. I was able to play that because they gave permission for podcasters on IOTA PromoNet. I'm a fan of new wave music, so I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned at the end of my podcast for the full song, A Passage of Life by Kitaro. This is my first podcast in a little while. Life has been busy, what can I say? I usually slow down during the summer anyway. For my next podcast, number 70, I expect to produce a podcast at Blackboard World 08, which is being held this year in Las Vegas. It's in July, from the 15th through the 17th. So keep subscribed and find out what's going on in the Blackboard world. Before we get to our main topic today, I have a bit of news from the Podosphere. As you know, I'm constantly monitoring the internet for all kinds of news on podcasting and other e-learning technologies, I decided to put together a new website. I'm calling it Podcaster Guide and E-Learning News. The URL is www.podcaster-guide.com. You'll notice it doesn't look too fancy, but it's very functional. The top page tells you a little bit about the site and what you'll find there. It's pretty much automatically populated. It changes on a daily basis. You'll see what I'm doing via Twitter, if you're familiar with Twitter. If not, you can learn more about that. There's also a page on Podosphere News. Podosphere News is gleaned from several online websites that deal with podcasting. Then we have Rod's Picks. Rod's Picks gives you a link and a little description to an interesting article or website that I've found that I wanted to highlight. I'm using my delicious bookmarks, social bookmarking, as a way to post that to Podcaster Guide. And then, of course, a link directly to Rod's Pulse Podcast, where you can see a condensed version of the show notes and link to the actual podcast. And lastly, a contact Rod page. So I hope you enjoy it. If you're interested in podcasting or e-learning in general, you can follow the industry on my new page. Now for my main topic today, I recorded an interview over Skype with Gary Dietz. He's the product marketing manager at Illuminate Incorporated. For those of you who don't know, Illuminate is a very popular real-time collaboration tool for use in the education market. I've talked about them on several occasions, and in fact, in the interest of full disclosure, Illuminate did sponsor several of my podcasts back in October and November. So I think you'll find this interesting. I've used their free V-Room, which Gary will talk a little bit about. It works well. They've come up with a way to publish Illuminate recordings, classroom recordings, and most interestingly, you'll learn about Illuminate Plan, and it's a way to script the classroom content and actions. So this would be a great way, if you have multiple sections of a course, but live instructors, to help to guide them through the course content. Very interesting concept. I've never heard of this being done before. So stay tuned for my interview with Gary Dietz.
I understand there are a number of new products coming down the pike, and I thought it would be a good time to find out what Illuminate has going on for us. So, Gary, what can you tell me about Illuminate for those that really aren't familiar with your product first, and then explain a little bit to me about what your new products are.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks, Rod, for inviting me on your podcast. I appreciate it. And Illuminate has traditionally been known for real-time collaboration in the education space. So for those times when people can't physically be in the same location, they can work together in real time with a number of pedagogically sound tools for a number of applications in K-20 education, whether that's office hours, direct instruction, professional development, event-based types of things, or even in certain cases classroom recording for archival purposes. So Illuminate Live, our flagship product, and Illuminate as a company has been around for about 8 years, has been more or less what we have been selling. We have a number of ways to deliver it and a number of back-end products and services, but we've mostly been known for the real-time collaboration. And we have a series of new announcements at NECC 2008 that are really reacting to the e-learning landscape and to our customers, which really not only position but deliver products in ways that still center around real-time collaboration, around that human connection, but expanding it into other areas through our own products and through partners' products.
Gary, before you get onto that detail, I was wondering, for those who have never experienced your main Illuminate product, could you explain what they see on the screen and maybe what's required by the faculty member who's giving a talk?
Sure. Faculty, students have the same set of requirements. It's really quite simple. You have a collaborative drawing surface. You can speak with people through voice over the internet, which truly does work on very low bandwidths. And without getting into the technical issues, we have dozens of customers around the world, for example, doing very low bandwidth real-time collaboration, you know, between Central America and Africa, for example. Our Fire and Ice program, you know, we have people in on dial-up and people in from the States and Canada and people in from West Africa, really collaborating on event-based stuff in low bandwidth environments. But basically, there's a mapping between the things that any good classroom teacher would do, from drawing or taking people on web tours to showing pre-made information to showing movies to taking questions in order from students to being able to speak to being able to send students to their own little breakout rooms or side tables to work on project-based work themselves to setting up timers to taking notes to archiving a particular session so that students can watch it in the future, you know, equivalent to having a recorder in the classroom. So basically anything that you would do in a very highly interactive classroom maps to a virtual environment where people are truly collaborating together to come to some learning point, but where they may not be physically in the same location.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the school have to install special software, or is this all accomplished over the web?
Illuminate runs on the client side, on Windows, Macintosh, Linux, and Solaris computers. We're a Java application. So we do launch from the browser, but we are a standalone application, which has a lot of bandwidth management and technical superiority over sort of being embedded into a web browser. Mm-hmm. And from an administration point of view, whether you're a university, whether you're a K-12, Illuminate provides hosting services, an ASP model of our product, or if an organization wants to host its own set of servers, we do sell customer premises installed software as well for the IT backend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good introduction. Now,
One thing I wanted to point out about Illuminate Live, of course, is that we do have a free version. It's actually 100% of our client product, Illuminate Live. It's called the V-Room program. So it's not a 14-day demo or a 30-day demo. It's an unlimited use three-user product. So basically, you can connect any three computers and just use Illuminate. And we have literally tens of thousands of instructors and students using the Illuminate V-Room program for things like holding classroom hours. Even some of our paying customers use V-Rooms to supplement their paid service.
Yes, I am familiar with that. I know a couple of months ago, Illuminate sponsored a couple of my podcasts, and I tested the V-Room, and it seems to work great. So now I was excited to hear about some of the new products. Just to give my audience a little bit of background, I'm hoping what you're coming out with is going to solve one of the problems that I've heard about, and that is to capture a classroom session and be able to easily repurpose it, reuse it, archive it. Is that what you have coming down the pike?
Oh, well, actually, that's shipping today, and it has been for a few months. We just never really launched it loudly because we wanted to wait till we had the full cycle of the solution. Uh-huh. So what we're announcing is our Illuminate Learning Suite, which, again, with real-time collaboration as its core, talks about the kinds of things that an instructor or a moderator would do before a real-time session, things they would do during the session, and things they would do after the session. What you're referring to is a product which we call Illuminate Publish, and I'll tell you, you know, how it's bundled in a moment, but the product itself is called Illuminate Publish, and that lets you take an Illuminate recording, a recording that's been available, you know, for a long time with Illuminate, the ability to record all multimedia channels, all aspects of that session, and it allows a user who has access to the recordings to publish those recordings as audio-only recordings, MP3, uncompressed WAV, and VOG Orbis files, or produce what we call an Illuminate Unplugged recording, which takes all of the aspects of the recording, the fiduciary recording, the text chat, the closed captioning, any annotations, any video that was being used, whether that's streaming or webcam video, and create what we call an Illuminate Unplugged recording, which will allow a teacher to basically put it on a memory stick or a CD or even a web page, and a student can then download that recording and watch it when they're not connected to the internet.
Mm-hmm. So does that run like a movie, or does it require special software on the student's end?
Well, when it's the audio-only version, obviously you can use any audio playback software to play it. The Illuminate Unplugged recording does require Java to be installed on the machine, so that's 95% of Windows PCs and basically 100% of Linux and Mac PCs have Java installed. Now, what you might be saying, and I don't want to be coy, is that, and there's a reason we've done it this way, is that, remember, Illuminate does a whole bunch of things, and if you wanted to just have the whiteboard and the audio in a standards-based format, for example, the playback on a video iPod. That is coming. We will be doing that in the future, in the near future. But there's reasons in power to have an Illuminate Unplugged recording. So, for example, in a what I would call just sort of a rasterized recording, you get to see the whiteboard and hear the audio, and that would be it. But let's suppose the first time you wanted to watch the digital microscope coming through the USB webcam, but then the second time you watched it, you want to focus on a text chat. But then the third time you watched it, you wanted to see if the closed captioner did a good job. But the fourth time you want to watch it, you only want to focus on the text chat because there's some really great text chat going on. With these kind of fiduciary recordings in Illuminate that get captured in these unplugged recordings, you can choose which media channel to watch at any given time, whereas, you know, a podcast really is just the audio and the video from one perspective frozen in time forever. There is a demand for that, and we will be supplying that, but we've released first the audio only and the Illuminate Unplugged recordings with the product called Illuminate Publish.
Okay, so we have your main product, Illuminate, and then you have Illuminate Publish to sort of republish your exist, you know, in a captured classroom activity. What is the other part then of the package?
Well, this is what's really interesting, and it's called Illuminate Plan. Now, Illuminate Plan is extraordinarily interesting because it's one of these products, and I've been in high tech for a long time, and I often say, that just sounds obvious. Didn't it always work that way? Or you say, that's no big deal. But then upon further reflection, it's really powerful. And so I want your listeners to, you know, to sort of approach it with an open mind. Illuminate is not hard to use from an instructor's point of view. But let's take a really simple example. You're an instructor and you're teaching a live class online, or you're just moderating a debate online, or you're doing something online. And you have a series of things that you wanted to do and you just forgot. The session's over and you go, darn it, I really wanted to web tour people to this subset of the CNN webpage so we could discuss that particular issue and I forgot. Or I wanted to bring people to this grammar website to reiterate a particular point in my lesson and I forgot to bring them there. Darn it, I forgot. Well, with Illuminate Plan, you can actually construct a combination of content and actions, the nouns and verbs, the materials and the activities. So as a course developer or as an instructor, you can essentially script not just the content, but the interactions to take place in the future in a live session in a single file and prep that out. And then when that single file called Illuminate Plan file is saved, you'll be able to then execute that file in a live session simply by clicking the next button. So it might be show the slide, next. Application share the spreadsheet, next. Show the CNN webpage, next. Send students to a breakout room to solve a problem, turn the timer on for 10 minutes, next. Bring everybody back to the main room, next. Publish the URL to the text chat, next. So all of these things that you can do within Illuminate can be constructed from both a content and an interaction point of view, saved as a single file, and then delivered later. And this is important for a couple of reasons, for instructors, course developers, and administrators. First of all, those course developers and teachers who are ahead of the curve and really know that real-time collaboration isn't just about PowerPoint and audio, who really know how to keep a session interactive, lively, and have a really wonderful educational experience, those people can create plans and have other instructors either execute those plans sometime in the future just by clicking the next button, or actually use the Illuminate Plan application and edit those plans and actually understand the power of the tools and what those cream-of-the-crop instructors are doing to keep the classes interactive. So essentially, as opposed to, say, a SCORM object, a SCORM learning object, which is typically designed by a course developer, it could potentially be interactive, but it's really for self-paced student learning. Mm-hmm. An Illuminate Plan is a course object which is designed for future instructor-led interaction. Mm-hmm. And to further hone that, one can imagine you could have an Illuminate Plan that is all structure and no content, and yet it's still valuable. Let me explain that. Let's say you're an instructor and you don't know where this class is going to go. You can say, first, we're going to go to the CNN homepage, but in the future, we don't know what it's going to say because we don't know the news ahead of time. And then we're going to go application share a blank Word document where we're going to assign one student to write a thesis about today's writing assignment. And then after that, we're going to show a web tour to a YouTube video, but we don't know what that is ahead of time. You could create a structure for instruction, for a real constructionist perspective, where students and instructors are facilitating knowledge together, and the content might not even be there, just the structure. So that really illustrates, I think, the power of what an Illuminate Plan does. And again, this is centered around what we're calling the instructional cycle. You plan before the real-time session, you have a wonderful set of tools to facilitate the real-time session, and then you can record it and publish it. All of this on top of a layer of the Illuminate's power to integrate into the learning management course management systems, you know, the Moodles, the WebCTs, the Blackboards, the D2Ls, the Sakais, and the Angels of the world, where if students are centered in that world of the learning management system, they can launch into and return content back to the learning management system.
Very interesting. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that that aspect. One of the institutions working with now is using Angel. Most of my experience has been with Blackboard, so it's good to know that that you have that kind of integration available. What you're saying, this Illuminate Plan, is I can see how that would be very valuable. It's almost like you could set up a model syllabus for faculty to use to plan their lectures. And if you have, let's say, volunteer faculty or adjuncts, it would be easy. I can just imagine how that'd be much easier to, you know, hand over a plan for them to deliver at a future time and have a lot of the work already done for them. So it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's no. We're not trying to oversell it. Obviously, you'll need to understand minimally how to use the tools, get into sessions, turn microphones on and off, and that sort of stuff. but it will allow those adjuncts to jump well beyond, you know, going to the next slide and speaking, to really facilitating interaction, which is the real power of the tools, is to map. And this is another thing. If you have a very boring classroom teacher that is just a sage on a stage and lectures in the classroom, none of these tools are going to make them better instructors or make the classroom environment, whether it's sixth grade or university, not going to make them any different. You know, the tools facilitate the craft of teaching. If the teacher isn't that great to begin with, it's not going to miraculously make them a better teacher.
Have any of your clients been using your Illuminate products as a way to deliver asynchronous learning? You know, having a faculty member and in their office produce their content, record webcam or PowerPoints and so on, and then just capture it and use publish?
That's a great question. If I had my corporate storyteller here with us, which I often do on these calls, she could probably come up with one of those customers off the top of her head. But what I will tell you at a personal level, from a corporate training point of view, I do that all the time, and we have a number of us that do that all the time, whether it's for meetings or sales training or technical training. We will often, or even press releases. One of the things that I did on the press tour for this Illuminate Learning Suite press tour was, in fact, create a 15-minute recording using Illuminate Publish, and then distribute that to a series of reporters who could actually watch the briefing before we had it, and then have a discussion rather than a slideshow, which gets to my larger point of learning is in the questioning and discussing, and not so much in the watching of the slides. The watching of the slides you can kind of do anytime.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a great summary of your new products. We're almost at the end of our time. Is there anything else that we missed that you want to make sure my audience knows about?
Sure. Well, I just want to sort of tell you how the products are bundled. And one really important point about, without getting specific, but getting general about our pricing. So what's really cool about our product, the Illuminate Learning Suite, is how it's bundled. We have Illuminate Live, which you can purchase alone. Those who already own Illuminate licenses to Illuminate Live can buy our Illuminate Next bundle. And Illuminate Next, which is called Next because of that next button, and it's the thing that you do next after you do something live, and it's the next thing in e-learning. That Next bundle contains Plan and Publish. So you basically can upgrade Illuminate Live. New customers can get the entire Illuminate suite. For those who want to start small, we have the vClass and vOffice programs that start at about $1,000 per year and go up from there. And then we have the free 3-user vRoom program as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, that's great. Gary, I really want to thank you for taking some time out and talking to my audience. And I learned a lot about your new product. And, of course, I'll have links in my show notes to the Illuminate website. Again, thank you very much.
All right, Rod, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much.
That's about all I have today. On my show notes, you'll see a link to Illuminate and try out your free vRoom, and also a link to the music selection, which you'll hear shortly. So stay tuned for the Kitaro piece, and until next time, have a great week.
Please leave Rod feedback at 610-616-2199.
Thank you. That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.